there, welcome to the Food Guilt to Food Freedom podcast. I'm Emma, a dietitian specializing in disordered eating and eating disorders. If you've been dieting your whole life and feel swamped with guilt and shame by the world of diet culture and fitfluencers, you're in the right place. On this podcast, our mission is to crush confusion and give you tips and strategies to build a better relationship with food and your body. To get started, you can snag my free lunch builder to help you plan and action a week of lunches that curb binges and fuel workouts. Head to emmakwokdietitian.com/freebie to download it now or find the link in the show notes. Welcome back. Happy Wednesday. We are jumping straight into another episode today. And today's topic is all about 7 potential reasons that you binge eat. Now, if you've been a fan of the podcast already, there is another episode. It's actually one of my first episodes that I released that are 7 signs that you are binge eating. So I'll link that in the show notes if you want to go and listen to that first. But if you have already identified that binge eating is something that is familiar to you, or you notice it in yourself and your behaviors, then this is a great episode to start to unpack some potential reasons why you binge eat. Now, binge eating is a really complex issue that affects actually a lot of people, but we definitely don't talk about it very often. But the reasons that people binge eat can be very varied and for many different reasons. It can be triggered by emotions, habits, external factors, and really understanding that root cause behind your binge eating is the really key step for effectively managing and overcoming that behavior. So in today's episode, we are going to cover 7 potential reasons why people do engage in binge eating and how recognizing, I guess, some of these factors can help you really long-term if this is something that you have been struggling with. Now, binge eating is characterized by consuming large quantities of food in a short period of time, often with that sense of loss of control. So it's really essential to recognize that binge eating is not just simply about, you know, indulging in food and you actually having no willpower or control over it. It's a real behavior that can be due to a myriad of reasons, both psychological, emotional, physiological, and so each person will have their own unique triggers and motivations for binge eating, making it very, very important to address that root cause. If we are able to know our personal why, then we are going to be much more effective at putting in place the correct strategies for you to manage it. We can't just take random bits of information or advice if it doesn't actually apply to us. Another really important thing as well is that there's generally like some strategies will work well depending on where you are in your journey, and others will work better at the start. So we don't go into the specifics of that in this particular podcast episode, but it's a really important thing for you to understand as well. Managing binge eating isn't just about suppressing that urge, okay, to overeat when it comes on. It's actually addressing what is the trigger that is fueling the behavior. So it's almost this prevention work that we want to do before that binge urge comes along. And then there's other strategies that we want to also be able to implement and utilize in the moment. Now we're going to jump into 7, and obviously there's just 7 in this podcast episode. There are many, many more, but I'm just going through some of the real common reasons that I see people binge eat in today's episode. So number 1 is undereating or restriction. And I think, or hopefully if you've been watching or listening to any of my content for a while, you will know that this is a really common trigger for binge eating. Undereating or following restrictive diets really does set the stage for overeating or binging, because we've essentially created a deprivation tunnel, and we've triggered physiological hunger in the absence of, you know, certain foods or actually under eating. So when our body is denied of an adequate amount of food, it is just doing its job by sending out intense cravings or hunger signals. And quite often when we get to that really hangry phase, it is much easier for us to lose control over eating and things to turn into overeating episodes, which we generally feel bad about, especially if we've been trying to restrict, and that can turn into a binge. So if this is something that we're doing, addressing the under-eating is a really crucial part of it and involves adopting, you know, that balanced approach to nutrition and focusing on nourishing the body with adequate nutrition overall to then get out of this potential trigger. The second reason we might binge eat is a general lack of awareness of what is happening, or it has become a deeply ingrained habit and we haven't been paying attention. So this is something that often becomes ingrained or a habitual response to certain triggers or situations, leading to a lack of awareness around that eating behavior. When we eat quite mindlessly or we're constantly distracted, we actually don't pick up on what our triggers are or what situations we're in that this tends to happen. So this is often one of the biggest things that I do with my clients, is build that awareness so we can work out what your potential triggers are. Increasing mindfulness and cultivating that greater awareness of your eating habits is often a really important and crucial step with helping overcome or interrupt those automatic patterns that often lead to overeating. A big third reason we potentially binge eat is due to having a poor body image. Now, having a negative body image can fuel a lot of feelings of shame, guilt, or inadequacy, which often drives individuals to either do one of two things. Number one is we often turn to that really restrictive style of eating and under-eating, which we know already, as covered, is a potential trigger for binge eating. Or alternatively, number two is we feel so poorly about our bodies that, you know, it's almost like who cares about my body, and I'm feeling really upset. So we seek solace in our food as a coping mechanism to deal with those negative thoughts. That constant pursuit of this like idolized body image, or this pressure to conform to society's beauty standards and the thin ideals, can really exacerbate that level of body dissatisfaction we feel and can be a big trigger for why binges occur for a lot of people. In order to address this point, we want to be working on cultivating a more positive, and if not positive, even a neutral body image, which does involve, you know, challenging unrealistic beauty ideals, embracing body diversity, and helping you foster more self-acceptance or self-compassion towards your body. Because, you know, as we all know, we only have one body that we live through throughout our lives, and you know, it does do so much for us. So that is another reason why body image work is such a crucial component in the work I do with my clients, because there's often, yes, some level of this most of the time when it comes to binge eating. Not always, but most of the time. The fourth reason we may binge eat is potentially due to a lack of sleep. Now, sleep deprivation can really disrupt our hunger regulating hormones and actually increase our cravings, and therefore throw out, you know, our ability to feel like we can stay in control or really listen to our hunger fullness cues. So when we don't sleep enough, what actually happens is our body releases more of our hunger hormone, which is called ghrelin, and actually releases less of our like our satiating hormone that keeps us feeling full. So these can all really physiologically contribute to our binge eating tendencies as well. Again, if your body is screaming out or releasing more of these hunger hormones, it makes sense that you would be hungrier and therefore more likely to feel out of control around these foods. And that kind of, you know, confirms that narrative and fear that you have as well. So in order to address this one, it is really, and I know this is a privilege because not everyone can do this, but prioritizing adequate like sleep hygiene and perhaps working on establishing a more consistent sleep routine slowly can help regulate your appetite, also improve your mood and energy levels. And we know all of these things are beneficial in reducing the likelihood of you engaging in binge eating behaviors as well. The fifth reason we can binge eat, and another really, really common one that I see, is that it has become a learned coping mechanism for you to deal with certain emotions. And so quite often these emotions are, you know, not very pleasant ones, like stress or anxiety or when we're upset. And binge eating has often served you as a maladaptive way of coping or managing these difficult emotions. So I want to put real, you know, emphasis that it has been potentially providing something very crucial to you. And that is why it can be very hard to break out of binge eating. And it's not just about, you know, that willpower or you being lazy, for example. So in emotional eating, emotional eating and binge eating are often really tied closely together. And food essentially provides this temporary relief from that emotional distress and offers comfort and distraction. And so it becomes a real learned coping mechanism that we turn to again and again. However, we do know that relying on food as a coping strategy only perpetuates that cycle of binge eating further and often leaves you in further emotional distress after that time period or that eating episode has passed, because there's often lots of shame and guilt that is attached to it. So in order to address this potential trigger, we want to help you develop alternative coping skills. Perhaps that would be like, you know, mindfulness, relaxation techniques, or alternative coping mechanisms to help soothe the underlying difficult or challenging emotion. And often this, you know, does also involve psychology support and helping navigate and manage these challenging emotions. So the sixth reason that we may potentially binge eat is if we identify as neurodivergent, and I am specifically referring to individuals with ADHD. Now, we know that binge eating may actually serve as a way to seek a dopamine boost in people with ADHD. Research actually suggests that individuals with ADHD are probably more likely to have lower levels of dopamine, and that is the brain chemical that is associated with reward and pleasure. So binge eating becomes a way to get that hit of dopamine in the brain. There are other reasons as well that people with ADHD may be more likely to binge eat, such as challenges with executive function, which means, you know, planning, prepping and cooking meals can be more challenging, and there is potential more impulsivity and internalized emotional distress, which we know can also contribute to binge eating episodes. Now, the seventh and final reason that we might binge eat is if we have a ton of food rules. Now, rigid food rules or that restrictive eating patterns can really backfire, especially when it comes to binge eating, because when we eat against our food rule, it can trigger feelings of rebellion and actually prompt episodes of binge eating. So it's like we had a rule, we broke it, then we think, okay, screw it, I've broken my rule, I'm going to go all out. Like, it's actually called the what the hell effect from a psychological perspective. So this cycle of strict dieting followed by binging can really perpetuate that unhealthy relationship with food. And it also reinforces the belief that certain foods are good or bad, because often the things that we've deemed bad are the ones we ban. And then when we break that rule and we lose control, we're reinforcing this idea that, oh, okay, we don't have control around them. They must be bad and I should really restrict myself even more, which is, again, perpetuating that cycle. So we want to adopt a flexible approach to eating and really practice more of those intuitive eating principles and challenging these food rules and food fears in order to break free of that particular cycle and help prevent binges if that is the reason, one of the reasons we're binge eating. So in conclusion, you can probably tell that there are a myriad of reasons that we may be binge eating, and tackling each one that actually applies to you and also in a particular order is the real way to break free from a binge. Now, I do want to, yeah, just say again that this is obviously not all the reasons we binge eat, but these are just some of the common ones that I often see. So yeah, it can really range from a physiological response to psychological and everything in between. So again, understanding that potential reason behind the binge and addressing that underlying trigger is going to be a much more helpful way for you to actually develop effective strategies for managing and overcoming binge eating. Now, just to recap, the seven potential reasons you binge eat that we've covered today are: number one, potentially under eating or restricting; number two, having a lack of awareness and having deeply ingrained habits that we are continuing to do; number three, having a poor or negative body image; number four, lack of sleep or a poor sleep, you know, routine or schedule; number five, it's a learned coping mechanism for you to address or to cope with difficult emotions; Number six, potential neurodivergence, particularly if you have ADHD and you are potentially seeking that dopamine hit. And number seven, having a ton of food rules that we tend to break and therefore trigger a binge. So hopefully you have been able to reflect on your own relationship with food, and potentially something has, you know, really landed with you today. And if that's the case, please do reach out to me by Instagram, just DM me and we can have a chat if you're feeling any sort of confusion. I really hope you got something out of today and you can pause and reflect. Thanks so much for tuning in with me on today's episode. I'd love to know what you guys learned or what small skill or strategy you could take away and try today. Please don't be afraid to DM me on Instagram. If you've enjoyed it or found it useful in any way, I would so appreciate if you can take a spare minute to leave me a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, as it helps me get the word out about this new podcast. Thanks again, team, and I'll see you at the next one.